Last week, we looked at the name of Jesus in the scriptures, and we saw, as we started to look at that name, that God sent the angel Gabriel to a young virgin named Mary with an important message. That message is recorded in Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 31, where it says, "In the sixth month, Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. The angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus." So we see that an angel was sent from God with a purpose and with a name. And he delivered that name unto that young lady. And when that young lady had that child, you know what they called his name?
Jesus.
They called his name Jesus. And we saw that the name Jesus means Jehovah is salvation. That's what the word Jesus means. And then I taught you the difference between a name and a title. And I showed you that a name is what somebody or something is called. It's a word, a term, or a phrase by which someone or something is known and distinguished from other people or other things. We all have names in here, and it distinguishes us from other people that are in here. I taught you that a title is a designation added to a name, a word added to a name. In our day and time, usually preceding someone's name, but it could be after also, that indicates his or her rank, social status, a profession, or as a courtesy, Mr. and Mrs., this sort of thing. We looked at John, who is called the Baptist. We saw that John is his name, but his title is the Baptist. We looked at other examples in the scriptures with regards to this truth, and there are many. In Acts chapter 21, verse 8, the beginning of that verse says, "There Paul's company came to Caesarea, and they entered into the house of Philip the what?
Evangelist.
Philip was his name. The evangelist was the gift ministry, a title that was he was designated by. He was known by that. 2 Corinthians 1. Verse 1, Paul, a what? Apostle. So Paul is his name, and apostle is his title. 1 Peter 1, 1, same thing. Peter, a what? An apostle. An apostle. This is not only in the New Testament and in the Gospels, it's all through the Word of God, this truth. 2 Samuel 7, 2, the king said unto Nathan, the prophet. Nathan was his name. Prophet was his office or his title. 2 Samuel 24, 11. David was up in the morning, and the word of the Lord came unto the prophet Gad, David's seer. He's called the prophet Gad, but he's also called the seer. Gad is his name, seer is his function. 1 Chronicles 29, it says that, furthermore, David the king. So his name is David, and his office is what? He's the king. It's his title. Hebrews 7, 4. Now consider how great this man was, speaking about Melchizedek, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave a tenth of the spoils. Abraham was his name, as you know, and he's called a patriarch. And there
are many other examples throughout the Word. You probably, a lot of them come into your head as I'm saying this. So we see that people many times have several titles in the Word of God. But you got to understand the difference between a name and a title. Abraham was his name. He was referred to as the patriarch. David was his name. He's referred to as the king. He's also referred to as the sweet psalmist. He's referred to a lot of things. A man after God's own heart. These sort of things. Jesus is called Lord, High Priest, Chief Shepherd. It's called Christ, Rabbi, Master, Redeemer, Teacher, Son of Man, Son of God. However, all of these terms are titles. They're designations by which he's known. They're offices that he holds. He's called the apostle and the high priest of our faith. See? But Jesus is his name. And this is very important to understand. His name is Jesus. And God gave him that name. And God is proud of the name that he gave his son. He's proud of the name he gave his son. If you had a child, you wouldn't be picking out no name, weak or embarrassing or something that brings humiliation to your son. You would give him a good name, a strong name, a name he could live up to, a name that he could be proud of, a name that you're proud of. You know, I don't know how true it is, but somebody told me one time that in the Jewish religion, that they don't name a child, a male child, after anybody that's alive. This certain sect of the Jewish religion. The reason that is because he could screw up, and then the kid would be stuck with a bad name. So, safety net for that is they only name people after they're dead. So if the guy died and he lived a good life, then they'll name that male child that. How true that is, I do not know. God knew what his son would need to accomplish. He knew what his son would have to go through to save mankind. And when he named his son, he named his son with that in mind. The prophecies were of old what he would suffer. The prophecies were of old what he would go through. And God chose a name that would depict the strength and integrity and royalty that someone who would be able to accomplish the salvation of the world deserved. And you know what that name was? Jesus. It was Jesus. The one who would not bow to the devil and always do my will. I will call him Jesus. That's what the Father said. The one who would give his life for mankind. I will give him a name that is strong. I will call his name Jesus. The one who they will beat and torture and spit upon. The one who would stand to the end and give his life. What kind of name would best represent this kind of Savior? I'm going to call him Jesus. God had all the words that ever were and ever will be in his vocabulary. And God chose the name Jesus to name this remarkable child who would be the Christ, who would fulfill man's salvation. Jesus is a good name. It's a name to be proud of. And you should be proud of that name too. And don't be afraid to speak that name. His name is Jesus. Now, E.W. Bullinger noted that nowhere in the New Testament is he ever called only Jesus when directly addressed by his followers, and that his enemies and demons would refer to him as Jesus in direct dialogue. That's what Bullinger looked up. That's what Bullinger saw. And I believe that's the source of the teaching that people say you have to say the Lord Jesus, or you have to say Jesus Christ, or you have to say the Lord Jesus Christ, and they give up all these combinations and all these other things, and that's where that started from that study from Bullinger. But we cannot imagine that Jesus himself would want his brothers and sisters feeling uncomfortable anytime they would say his name without an added adornment. You know, I've known a lot of people, a lot of clergy, and I don't always call them Reverend so-and-so or Pastor so-and-so. I call them Joe or Bill or Bob, whatever their name is, and they do the same to me. First of all, there's no biblical injunction against the use of the name Jesus. It is, after all, his God-given name, and it's distinct from a title. Next, the resurrected and glorified Lord still identified himself as Jesus when appearing to Paul in Acts chapter 9, verse 5, because that's what his name is. In Acts 9, verse 5, and he said, "Who art thou, Lord?" And the Lord said, "I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks." Now, this was after he was already glorified, seated at the right hand of the Father, and all power and dominion had been given unto him. You understand? This is a resurrected Lord, and he still goes by his name. His name did not change just because he was a resurrected Lord. He said, "I am who?" Jesus. That's who he identified himself as. Acts chapter 1, verse 11. Peter speaking, which also said, this is the angel, an angel speaking, which also said, Acts 1:11, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Lord, this same Christ," no, "this same Jesus, which is taken from you to heaven," etc., etc. The angel recognized the Son of God, the Messiah, the Christ, by his name, and he called him by his name, and his name was what? Jesus. Acts 2:22. This is Peter. "Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth." That was his name, and that was the town he came from. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved by God. Verse 32. "This Jesus hath God raised up, where we're all witnesses." Verse 36, "Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God had made that same" who? "Jesus, whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ." Peter used his simple name three times on his Pentecost sermon. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Acts 4, verse 27, "For of a truth against thy holy child, Jesus." This is after Pentecost, the day of grace, our administration. And Peter is referring to as Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, so forth and so on. Verse 30, "By stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child." And to make sure you got it right, it's who? Jesus. That's what it says. So you got signs and wonders and healings going on in the name of who? Jesus. Said nothing about Christ, said nothing about the Lord, said nothing. They're all wonderful titles. But it's the name of Jesus that this stuff was going on in. The disciples referred to Jesus when praying to God, as we just saw. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 11. "For we which live are already delivered unto death for Jesus' sake." For Jesus' sake. That's the Apostle Paul using the name of Jesus. Ephesians 4, verse 21. "If I if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in" who? "Jesus." 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 10. "And to wait for his Son from heaven," we heard about the hope in manifestations and in prayer, "and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even" who? "Jesus." Even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. 1 Thessalonians 4:14. "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. The Apostle Paul uses the name Jesus throughout the church epistles. Now let's consider the name of Jesus with regards to healing, casting out demons, and the power of God. Mark chapter 9, verse 38. And John answered him, saying, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy what? Name. In thy name. And he followed us not, for we forbade him, and he followed us not. But Jesus said, Forbid him not, for there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me. So one of the disciples of John's, or who it was John's, was casting out a spirit, and he was using the name of who? Jesus to cast out a spirit. You know what he said? This is it. This is how it goes. You, in the name of Jesus, come out. You, in the name of Jesus, leave. I command you. That's the way it works. He didn't say Christ. He didn't say Lord. He didn't say Son of God. He said what? Because the power is in the name. And we've missed it for years because we don't read the Bible. That's why we don't manifest power. The power's in the name. And his name is what? Jesus. Don't believe me? We'll continue. Mark chapter 16, verse 17. Look, old teachings come out hard, I understand. But I'm showing what the scriptures say, the simplicity of the word. Mark 16, verse 17. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my what? Name shall they cast out devils. Shall they speak with new tongues? They take up serpents, or if they drink any other deadly things, it won't hurt them. They'll lay hands on the sick, and they shall what? So forth and so on. See? Signs follow them that believe, and in whose name are those signs going to happen? Those healings are going to happen. It's the name of who?
Jesus.
Jesus. Let me show you something silly. I did this when I showed you the kingdom of God. See this book? Okay? I don't have to go anywhere in this book but a couple pages to show you. What do we sing tonight? Complete in Him. Complete in Thee. Constantly abiding. Jesus is who? Who's yours? Christ? Lord? No. And when you sing it and you sing it and you sing it, and we praise the Lord with it, but we don't even think about it, right? We sang the other one in the back of the book. You said we don't sing often, right? Victory in who?
Jesus.
How can you have victory in Jesus if Jesus is his humiliated name, if it's his defeated name, if it, you see? It just doesn't mix. It doesn't make no sense because we don't think. Look it up. Look how many times Jesus is used in those songs. Look at John 14. We saw people casting out spirits in that name. We saw that signs, miracles, and wonders, casting out of demons, speaking in tongues in the next administration, and laying on of hands would happen in what? That name? And it's Jesus. Christ is his title. Christ is not his last name. Got it? Lord is his title. There's nothing wrong with saying Lord. There's nothing wrong with saying Christ. But the power is in his name, not his title. That's what you got to understand. And I'm not against saying any of that. But don't tell me I can't say Jesus. Don't tell me I can't end my prayer with in the name of Jesus. Don't say I can't say I love Jesus. Okay? And that's how ridiculous it gets. Because you get legalistic about it. And then you say if you don't say Jesus without some type of adornment or some type of designation or title added to it, it's no good. God's not going to hear you.
You know what? Did you ever think that about God? We think that about Jesus because that's what we were taught. You ever think that about God? Do you always add a title or a designation to God when you pray to him? Well, why are you going to think that about Jesus when you don't even think it about God? Now, if we're going to be illogically consistent, let's be illogically consistent all the way through. Isn't that silly? That's so simple, you can't even argue with it. I crack myself up.
John 14, verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my what?
Amen.
What's his name?
Jesus.
Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You know why the Father's glorified in the Son? Because he gave him a good name, and every time he hears that name, it brings music to his ears. It's a sweet-sounding savor to his ears, or hearing. I guess a savor is a smell, right? Verse 14, if you ask how much?
Anything.
Anything in my what?
Name.
I will do it. I will do it. John 14, look at verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my what?
Name.
So you get the Spirit of God even in his name. He'll teach you all things, bring you into remembrance, so on and so forth. John chapter 15, verse 16. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that you should bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my what?
Amen.
He may give it to you. Matthew chapter 18. For where there are two or three gathered in my what?
Name.
I'm going to be hanging out there with those guys. He says, and you're gathering in his name. He didn't say when two or three are gathered in Christ or in Lord, which both he is. He said in his name. Luke chapter 10, verse 17. He commissioned 70 to go out, heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out spirits. Read the verse before. They went out and it says, and when the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject, God bless you, sweetheart, are subject unto us through thy what?
Name.
That he went out, they went out, they were ministering to people, they cast out devils, said, come out in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Come back to life in Jesus' name. That's what they did. Jesus' name. That's all they had. That's all they needed. It was the name of Jesus. John chapter 1, verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his what?
Name.
See? There's power in the name. And what is his name? It's Jesus. And there's nothing wrong with using the name of Jesus. We are encouraged to use the name of Jesus. John chapter 3, verse 16. You know this one. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn it, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Mm-hmm. Believing in the name of Jesus, the only begotten Son of God, believing in the name gets you saved. Acts 4, verse 17. They healed a guy, Peter and John, at the temple gate. Beautiful, you know the record. It spread like wildfire. The Pharisees and the legalists got a hold of it, and they said, we got to stop this. We got to put a cap on this or the whole town's going to be listening to these guys. So they got the apostles, and this is what they did to them. They said, but, verse 17 of Acts 4, that it spread no farther among the people, let us straitly threaten them that they speak henceforth to no man in this, what? Name. So they must have been speaking in that name, huh? Because why are they going to threaten them not to do something that they're not doing? Right? Sure they were. They were talking about Jesus like a house of fire. And that's what they were concerned about. The name of Jesus, because there was power in that name. And they called them. And they, just so you know, look how clear the verse is. And they called them, next verse, verse 18, and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. How do you like that? Can you get it any clearer? It's a wonderful name. Acts 10:38. How God anointed who? Jesus of Nazareth. With power and the Holy Ghost, he went about doing good. Acts chapter 19. Look at this one. Even the unbelievers recognize the name of Jesus. And some in the church don't. Now that's pretty foolish. Acts 19:13. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches. Who was preaching that name that they heard it? The Apostle Paul. And so they heard him use the name of Jesus, right? Sure, it's right. It says it in the verse. See, they didn't do it. They weren't born again. They didn't have the power of God. They just figured, oh, we'll just use the name and abracadabra. I don't think so. They got beat up, right? Ran away. Got their tail kicked. But the point is this. They recognize what Paul did to gain success. And Paul must have been preaching about who? Jesus. Because they quote, they say, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches. See it? Philippians 2, look at verse 9. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Verse 10, that at the name of Christ, no, at the name of the Lord, no. What's the exalted name and the name above every name? That at the name of who? Jesus. Every knee should bow of things in heaven and things on earth and things under the earth. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of who?
Jesus.
Hebrews 12, 2. Looking unto who?
Jesus.
Author and finisher of our what? You see it? Is that enough? There's plenty more. But you just got to understand. His name is Jesus. That's the name that God gave him. Right? I told you before. He wasn't Johnny Cash. He didn't name him Sue and then leave town so you're on your own. Right? That's not how it happened. God was always there. The Father never leaves me. He gave him a good... Look, Joshua, if you have a son one day, you going to call him Poindexter? No! You're going to give him a good, strong name to live up to, right? You're going to give it consideration. You're going to think about it. You're going to sit and talk. You're going to get the baby book. When you get the baby book, it's serious. Because you go through all the names, right? We even do that for our dog. We went through, no, what are you going to call him this or call him that? Call him Skippy. Don't call your kid Skippy. Unless it's a pet name. So by way of review, what have we learned? We saw that God sent the angel Gabriel to Mary with a message of the birth of his son. And the angel told Mary that God wanted the child named Jesus. We saw that the name Jesus means Jehovah is salvation. And that's exactly what his name represented to the world. Jehovah's salvation. What a wonderful name to name the Son of God. He's Jehovah's salvation. We looked at the difference between a name and a title. We noted some examples of titles and names like David the King and John the Baptist and Abraham the Patriarch. There are many more. And yet, we never consider it to be disrespectful to say the name of David, Abraham, Moses, or God without the added adornment name added to the name. Like I said, you're going to be consistent because David was the king. Okay? I don't think I ever heard any of you say David the king. I think I heard you say David, and I immediately know who you're talking about. I don't think I've ever heard any of you say Abraham the patriarch. But you say Abraham, I know who you're talking about. I don't think I ever heard you say on a large scale, Jehovah Rapha, or Jehovah Kidzanu, or whatever other names he is. Titles, right? You don't even say Jehovah. You say God, Father, Daddy. Right? Does it cross your mind that if you say God, you shouldn't put an adornment with it and a title with it because it's disrespectful? Or you can't say God? Listen, if there's power in his name, like I showed you in the Bible, okay? And if that name spoken on lips of believers, Mark chapter 16, these signs shall follow them that believe in my name, they shall cast out devils, speak new tongues, snakes, all that stuff. And if there is power in the name, in his name, spoken on lips of believers, right? Who would be the one that wouldn't want us speaking his name? Devil. Because even the demons are subject unto us through thy what?
The name.
So who would be the one not wanting to hear that name? And that's how you get legalistic, and the devil twists it all up, and you just, there it is. We saw that the name of Jesus is used throughout the Gospels and the church epistles by his disciples and his apostles. It's used by God himself and by the angels. God was the one who gave him the name. We saw that it was preached in the book of Acts, and it brought healing, it brought deliverance, and it brought salvation to all who believe on this wonderful name. And I want to close in Philippians 2. And just look at it again. And just think this time when you look at it. I mean, I want you to think about the words. Verse 9, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Now, you know what some people are going to tell you? Oh, that's Christ or that's Lord because he's highly exalted now. That's not what the verse says. God clarifies what the verse says in the next verse. Why don't you keep reading the next verse? Why do you got to stop at verse 9? Given him a name which is above every name. Okay, now I want to know what that name is that's above every name. Here it is. Verse 10. That at the name of who? Jesus. You can't argue that. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of heaven things and heaven things on earth, things under the earth. God gave him a name which is above every name. And you know what that name is? It's Jesus. Okay? Amen. Let's pray. Father, thanks for your word. And thank you, Father, that it's okay to say Lord Jesus and Lord Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ, but his name is Jesus, and that's where the power is. And thank you, Father, that we recognize it and that we can speak it freely and boldly and not be embarrassed if we don't add Christ at the end or Lord in the front. We thank you, Father, for the truth of your word and the simplicity in which we can understand this. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.